possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
WCHL News Time is 8:37. I'm Rod Stutz, and joining us now is Dr. Adam Goldstein, the co-host of Your Health, right here on WCHL. And you've been hearing so much about Ebola. We wanted to get a local take on all of this. Dr. Goldstein, first of all, welcome to the show.
It's good, Rod.
We are looking forward to hearing Your Health this weekend. It's a really interesting show that you had, a really great guest. And it will go a long way toward explaining all of this Ebola stuff. What is Ebola exactly, and how does it compare to other infectious diseases of our time and before our time?
Well, opportunity this weekend to sit down with Dr. Mike Cohen, head of infectious diseases and vice chancellor for International University of North Carolina, who's a real expert on Ebola virus. And in the infectious disease community, you know, they've dealt with epidemics over the last number of decades, and we hear about them and we get really incredibly worried about them. We had this epidemic, but he takes us back to, of course, the scares with Legionella that came several decades ago, and then flash forward to Ebola, which is certainly a worrisome epidemic that's going to be with us, as he indicates, for a number of years. But he also puts it in the perspective of how likely or really unlikely people will be infected with this. But certainly everyone is worried about it.
Why do we fear infectious diseases so much, specifically Ebola? Well, everybody seems to be almost in a panic situation over this.
Yes, that's a great question, Ron. And we interviewed a guest on Your Health a number of years ago who has a wonderful, interesting, and worrisome book called Dread. And it's a book that really traces the epidemics. And it indicates, you know, there is this the physical aspects of the epidemic, the data that we know and what we don't know. And in Ebola, that is really increasing exponentially from what we don't know to what we know. But then there's also the social narrative that comes about. Narrative is oftentimes filled with intense fear over the unknown, intense fear of when the likelihood of being exposed here in the United States to someone with Ebola, if you are in touch with someone who has symptoms and has recently traveled to the countries where infection can be occurring, but otherwise is exceedingly unlikely.
What do we do as far as prevention is concerned? Do people stop flying? Is that even realistic to talk about?
No, we don't have to stop flying. And a couple of the things that do is certainly the great information sites. Information is increasing, again, exponentially here. The Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization are both amazing data sources, and one can really track up-to-date information that is on both sites. The countries where Ebola is really active now include Guinea, Liberia, and Senegal. There have been cases in Nigeria, Sierra Leone, but those are actually areas with containment. So these West African countries, if someone has traveled recently to these countries and has been exposed to someone with Ebola, one has increased risk. And what they're doing in airports now in around in the United States and some are screening travelers who are coming from these areas to see if they have a fever or symptoms. Because one is only contagious, infectious, when one has symptoms. In the incubation period, when one has no symptoms, one is not thought to be particularly contagious. And then to actually get an infection, exposed to the body fluids. One doesn't get this simply by being in the same proximity as someone. And so one has to touch sweat or blood or some other body fluid. So we maintain, and the recommendations are to maintain strict blood and body precautions, very similar to what we would do for many other infectious diseases.
We're talking with Dr. Adam Goldstein, UNC Family Medicine, and the co-host of Your Health here on WCHL. And one final question this morning, Dr. Goldstein. How is UNC prepared to treat patients that have contracted Ebola? If we get some cases here in North Carolina, how is UNC prepared to deal with that?
Well, I hope our listeners tune in tomorrow and over to hear Dr. Cohen, who really is helping lead, along with the Division of Infectious Diseases and other aspects of UNC hospitals. I know that our clinic in family medicine has instituted protocols to ask of virtually all patients to understand if they've traveled recently to areas in West Africa at risk. Anyone who presents with the constellation of symptoms, nausea, vomiting, muscle aches, along with diarrhea or vomiting, those people will be immediately isolated. And there are special rooms, special precautions to protect health that are immediately. This is not the same constellation of symptoms that people will have when they have the flu and the flu, the travel history. So the number, if any, who have the constellation of symptoms and the recent travel history that would put them at risk, those people will be immediately to isolation and the proper precautions taken. And again, Dr. Cohen, we will be talking about this, as well as perhaps dispelling some myths have for Ebola as infective. No.
Well, we seem to be having some problem with Dr. Goldstein this morning. And, Adam, we appreciate your being with us this morning to explain this, and we hope everybody will listen to the show this weekend.
Thank you so much, Ron. Have a wonderful day.
That's Dr. Adam Goldstein, UNC Family Medicine, co-host of Your Health on WCA.